Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and of course she's a naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, it's, everybody's hustling around. It's the season.
Yes.
And you're going to help get us ready for the whole Christmas season.
Yes, we have we offer every other year a natural holiday decorating class. And if you've done this before, that's fine. We do different crafts every year. So you're going to come home with something different, even though you might have done it 2 years ago. So.
And I'm thinking if a lot of people save the things they've made in the past, so they can just kind of keep adding to their collection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, tell us a little more about what it is you're
going to
be doing.
Both of the things we're making, actually, you can store them away and use them every year. So. We are going to be making a front door, what I would call a swag, and it's not a wreath or anything, but it's more of a swag. And then also we will be making a acorn ornament. So we will be making an ornament for your Christmas tree as well.
Okay. And everybody can come. Kids can come.
Kids
adults
can come.
It's
As long as you just stick around with the kids and help them make the craft, we'll be fine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And because I think it's kind of an important thing. This is not a children's activity. This could be a family
activity. It's actually geared for more of adults or adults guiding the children doing it, too, as well.
So very good. So now, when is it?
It is going to be December 7th. That's a Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. And we do ask that we have a pre-register for this. So please call or email me and sign up. And the deadline is actually the 29th.
Okay,
so,
that's today.
Yeah.
Today. So, and what do they do to sign up?
Yep, just call down to our office and say your name and phone number. And then I will call back and give you a confirmation that you're all signed up and everything.
Can they do it through the email online?
If you go to our website, it'll make you email me.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
If you go to our mycountyparks.com and find us through the events and the Cass County events, you'll see the email link.
All right. Just email you also.
Yes.
Because they could probably do that at 6 o'clock tonight.
yeah, it's still fine. We're going to actually not really be checking the answering machine until Monday.
So get that done. A fun activity, and it's nice. I know so many people want to take something home with them, and so it's not just watch Laura do this. This is
hands on. And every year that we do this program, Brinks Gift and Flower actually helps us.
All right.
And they helps us find some of the things we're going to need for the crafts and things like that. So they're a great sponsor that is helping us out, actually doing it.
And do people need to bring anything?
Nope. This year they don't have to bring anything. This year we're doing crafts that we're going to totally provide for them.
Okay.
So.
They don't bring,
depends on the year. Sometimes I have them bring a photo or something that we might do with it. But
like scissors or wire cutters?
Nope. We should have enough of everything.
Okay. Excellent. So just come and go home with something that's pretty exciting.
And our phone number down at the office, if you want to just call and leave a voicemail, is 712-769-2372. Just leave your name, phone number, and how many people you'll have. Okay.
And if you forget the phone number, if we looked in the phone book, we would find it under
Lewis
surrounding area.
Yep,
right?
In Lewis and the Cold Springs Park.
Cold Springs Park. Okay. Yeah. So that's where you can look it up. And otherwise, you can just listen to Backyard and Beyond again and copy it down.
But on the podcast.
Yes, exactly. And I want to put in here, too, because I think it goes right along with this, Laura, that the Master Gardeners are decorating a tree for Festival of Trees.
Oh, yeah.
All natural items. Some of them are actually from the ditches, but many from the gardens, but all natural.
Well, and last year we did a pine cone angel, and the wings on the angel were the milkweed pods.
Oh, those
wings,
are beautiful.
And I totally ditch-dived for those, so.
and I know the farmers don't appreciate all that pretty stuff going all over. But those pods are such a beautiful shape, and the inside is a gorgeous color.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're really fun. And there's still a few out there in the next coming week if you just want to do your own thing, or maybe they want to make another angel. If they made one last year, they can just make some more.
Yep, they already have their little example. They can make another one.
So.
Yeah. So, great. And so again, that's Saturday the 7th. And I know there's a lot of things going on that day, but this is only going to be about an hour and a half. Okay. So
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock at the Atlantic Public Library. And call our office or email me. And
today.
Yes. For the deadline.
Yes, you want to make sure you have all of the necessary things there so everybody can go home with a finished product.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, knowing you, you always have a lot of things going on. I know you're working with the schools and so on. But I heard you say the other day the swans are here.
Yes.
Some of them are here.
Yes, they are. We have made the official announcement this week. So, yes, we are. The swans are back, and we went from 12 swans 1 or 2 days, and then we went to 37. So they kind of all flew in. So, yeah.
Now, usually when they come at this time, do most of those stay, or are some of them just passing through?
Well, and it depends on the weather. And so the day that they came the day after Veterans Day. They came November 12th. And so when they came, it was okay whether they were out in the fields every morning. I was trying to catch them at 8 a.m., but they had already left for the cornfields. And so, so they're already here. And then again, with that recent snow, that they've kind of bunkered down there, and they start to stay and stick around once the ice comes on the lake. They kind of go, okay, here comes winter.
You know, we better just find ourselves a little home here.
Yes.
And do you think they remember? I mean, I know a lot of them come back to the same place, but mm-hmm. know that they're going to get fed here because you do a lot of corn.
You know, we consistently all feed out of almost the same kind of looking feeders. So even if they were up at Webster City or at Mason City, some of the other feeding places with through the DNR wintering places, that they kind of know what that is.
Okay. Now, saying about the feeding, I'm assuming you still would like and can use some donations of either
yes.
corn or money.
Yes. Yes. We are going to be gearing up, thinking after the holidays here. Our Soiree with the Swans is coming up. That's an easy way to donate on that day. Otherwise, just call down to our office and we can let you know. You can swing it by our office down there in Lewis, things like that. And we are also doing again at Orchlands the Fill the Feeder. And okay. So that doesn't start till December 1, but
that's just around the corner.
I know that's just around the corner.
Yeah.
But we don't start that until December. So we'll do that all the way through December and just past the Soiree with the Swans,
okay.
which is January 4th this year, if you want to put it on your calendar,
yes.
on that Saturday the 4th.
And usually that's like an afternoon?
Yep, it starts at 11 and we go till 2:30.
Okay.
So it's over the lunch hour. We have hot dogs and hot chocolate and we have a bonfire. Try to stay warm.
Now, did you have a contest about the date they were going to arrive?
We did.
Of course,
yes. They're here, and check out our press release for that that winner's name.
Okay, excellent. So. Yeah, I think we're so fortunate to have swans located here. I mean,
yes.
there are not just all that many places
yeah.
where they come in winter.
And we already have, out of the ones that are here right now, a collared one with them. So we
all
are
right.
still seeing the collars. And so, if you can get those numbers off of the collars, you know, if, you know, on the weekends, you know, don't hesitate to give us a call down at the office and say, hey, saw another swan, you know, these two swans with collars, things like that, because you know we can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
And we can't.
And are we still fine? Are there still a group in near Messina?
Yep. And then they released out in Anita this year.
Okay.
And so we are leaving the Messina pond open this year to see if naturally anyone would come back and nest there.
Uh-huh.
We're leaving the nest platform empty. All this year it was empty, and I don't know what they're going to do next year on it. But and then the swans that they released out at Lake Anita, I know at least one of them ended up staying till Labor Day, September. So it'll be interesting to see if that collared one ends up over here with us or if it ends up elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. So enjoy the swans, that you can go out and see them anytime right
yes,
now.
Yes.
And so that's just a fun thing to do, too. We want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for visiting with us today. And Laura, of course, is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Give the phone number one more time to
yes,
register.
Yes, 712-769-2372.
Okay. And Laura, when you're talking to people, just remember you can't slide uphill.